words.
Information was supposed to set you free, but the web spun out the brain of Tim Berners-Lee has become not an architecture of enlightenment, but, true to its coinage, an apparatus of capture. What was originally laid out in a global lattice of copper, rubber, fiberglass, and steel to serve military objectives is now set out before the citizenry of this planet in invisible sinews that weave the fabric and extent of the world just as they ensnare it. There is not a waking moment on this trussed-up rock that does not find you glom to some ligament of seizure, tangled in the scraggy skeleton whose total but faltering reach is the warp and weft of your resolve. Yes, the promise of the web was a promise of unbridled movement of data, perpetual and infinitesimal transactions across a stock of bits, a mass and ceaseless upheaval of information, tirelessly crisscrossing the globe at light speed, illuminating dark crevices bereft of reason. And yet, for all the fluidity of this bit stock, in its wake stands catatonic the glaze-eyed remnant of humanity, puffed senseless with the surfeit of giga, terror, petabytes. Swelling to numbness, the terminally ruptured goose-sack brain threatening to pop screen-bathed eyes from their sockets, mouths drooling, noses running, fingers scrolling, genitals seeping, gluteals atrophying. While the demilitarization of the web opened it up as an instrument of consumerism, it's you, human, who stand now as stark instrument of its consumption. The web needs no creeping malefactors of vampiric agency, for it feeds on brains and it dines alone. You may find this rich coming from me, a common house spider, skulking here in the shadows, spinning a fetter of silk round my prey, piercing my fangs into its exoskeleton, liquefying its innards and voiding that rich soup from its poor shell, sucking it up through my chelicerae, and leaving a dry husk which I flick from its cocoon and let drift down unseen into your shag pile. Who am I to judge your techno-social constructions? What is this facile reduction of a complex technological edifice to an arbitrary biological device, a haphazard puff of floss languishing unnoticed up here in the coving? After all, I'm not as accomplished as my orb spinner cousin, the garden spider, whose intricately woven spirals put even your deftest lace makers to shame. But I know how to work my glands to build a home. A home, and by the same throw, a trap. And it's here that you and I have much in common. For, though you've a mere quarter the eyes and legs I have, we're each disposed to set these faculties in motion, assembling dwellings that by the doubling of occupants may turn snare. Be this through the addition of fly, mosquito, moth, like spider, or spouse. There struggle both, the net contracting, till death do you part. Ah, death. Death and that packed and horizonless waiting hall, stretching infinitesimally as far as my eight eyes can see. That interminable cheese counter of purgatory before which will all God's creatures wait, ticketed in the unfathomable octillions, crammed into the celestial vestibule, forever anticipating our turn to be rinsed in the fire of grace. Flushed through the purifying forge, the crucible of mercy, the great refinery of divinity. And so here in the white heat of judgment may a spider's life be reckoned. Not that I rate my chances, to be honest. There's only so much grace a vampiric kin-dissolving predator like me can expect from a higher power. But I'll take my place in the queue and wait my turn when I finally slip through the... Hark! What winged dispatcher is this in the open skylight? Could this be my...